So we learned about the two neshamas. Comes down to Rebbe Peregimu. Vehine, kol p'chino madrege. Mishol sheilu. We learned this already before, that the neshama has really five levels. Well, let's start from the first three levels. The three levels is nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Every one of these souls are made up of 10 koiches. They're klula, they include me'ese p'chinis. But the big chiddush in this perek is if we talk about the nefesh elikis, the 10 koiches that a yid has in his neshama come from the 10 koiches of Olam HaAtzilus. They're godly, getlich. This is beyond. The seichel of a yid, mitzad his neshama, mitzad the nefesh elikis, it's not a human seichel. It's a godly seichel. A getlicha seichel, a getlicha midis that only could relate to understanding the Groisgeit from the Eibishon and understand seichel atoire. But it's a getlicha zach. So look what he says here. These 10 koiches come, that's keneged, es is sviris, is the 10 sviris. And more than that, Alter Rebbe says, we got to remember, shenishtal shalu mehem. The word nishtal shalu comes from the word like a chain. A chain has rings. But how does a chain work? The lower part of the top ring starts the next ring. That means that really could even have 20, 30, the chain is 30, but they all are connected. Because sof kol sof, they're all related to each other. So, the 10 koiches that a neshama has comes in the system of ishtalshalus, comes from the 10 spheres. And in the 10 koiches that a yid has, from his nefesh elikis, is divided in two categories. You know, we know we have 10 koiches, but what are they? We got to know that they're divided in two categories. L'shtayim. One category are called the three mothers, which is going to, in a few minutes, we're going to learn that's Chachma, Bina, and Das. And why do we call Chachma Bina Das Imois? Because the only way that we could be Ma'ira, the Midah, is from Seichel. Once I understand that it's good, I could then have develop a desire for it. Or if I understand that this is not good, I could develop a distaste or dislike for it. So Chochma, Bina, and Das are called the three mothers. And the seven middas that go later, Chesed, Gevura, Teferes, Netzach, Hoyd, Yisoyd, those are called Kfulois. Why is it called Kfulois? They're double. Because in middas, which is we don't talk about this too often, but in middas there really is two categories. There's the Pnimius HaMidah that not always comes out, and there's the Chesodius HaMidah. And you could live a life and you hardly touch your Pnimius HaMidah. But when something is really Negeya, then you touch the Pnimius of your Midah. So Lekat Chile, we call the seven Midah, seven emotions, we call Kfulois. They're double. Now he says what the ten are. Was sagst du? Kannst fragen, what du willst. Perish. He's going over now, what are the emois? Chochma, Bina, Das. Now when he wants to talk about the Midas, suddenly the Alter Rebbe changes the words. He calls them Shivas Yimei HaBinyan. What kind of binyan? What's going on over here? We're talking about Midas. So it's very interesting, and this is really a Zoya, that it says, we make Kiddush every Friday night, we say, Kisheshes Yomim Asa Hashem Es HaShemayim V'Arts. You remember that? There's a Pele Gadol. It should have say in Diktuk, B'Sheshes Yom. The Sheshes Yomim made the Shemayim V'Arts, or is the Amish the made in the 6 days? How come it says, Kisheshes Yomim? No one ever asked this question when he made Kiddush. So what does the Alter Rebbe answer? The Zoya asks this. And the Zoya says, the Eibishter created the world with the Midas. Every day represents a certain Midah. Chesed, all Sundays, Yom Rishon, the whole energy of that day, is chesed. And if you look at all the b'riyas that were b'shafen in every day of the b'riyah, you will find that they all represent one particular midah. So that's why it says in the Torah, Sheishis Yomim Asa, it's that the Eibishter made the world with the midah. The midah made it. Not just a time. It's not just Begashmi 6 days. Because Bechlau, you could ask this question, the Eibishter needed 6 days? The Eibishter could create everything in a second. The Teretz is that everything has a Seder. A day is a certain Madrege. The Eibishter wanted that the world should be made out of these Madregas. It has to be made out of chesed and gvur and teferes. So every Sunday, every week, it starts all over again, and every Sunday, the hashpor is chesed, and Monday is gvur, and Tuesday is rachman, and as I write, so the Alter Rebbe calls the midis shivas yimei binyan, the binyan of the world. But the Alter Rebbe counts Malchus. In the Pasuk, it talks about Sheishes Yomim. Those are all the Midas besides Malchus. Right? The Shabbos is Malchus. But here, when he's talking about all the Midas, so he calls them Shivas Yimei HaBinyan. Clear? Shivas Yimei HaBinyan, and what are they? Chesed, Gevura, Teferes, etc. Why is Alter Rebbe not spelling out all the Midas? Why does he just say Chesed, Gevura, Teferes? Because the emes is that the main Midas of a person is Chesed, Gevura, and Rachman. And all the other Midas are branches of Chesed, Gevura, of Chesed, Gevura. So he's talking about the main ones. So just like Lemaila, there are Esesfiris. V'kach, the same exact way, B'nefesh Adam. He means the Nefesh HaLakis. It's also divided, L'shtayim Seichel Midis. Now I want to explain something that's very important. What's say Seichel Midis? Seichel Midis are two opposites. He's making this like one challenge. We have 10 koiches, ha-seichel and ha-midis. Seichel is one kind of a thing and midis is another kind of a thing. What's the difference? The nature of seichel is I don't need anybody else. For me to understand, I don't need to have anyone. I could sit in my room and out on the contrary, if I could sit in the library or whatever in a pub, and as boy did this, I'll understand even better. Seichel is called liatzmoi. I'm to myself. Midis, there's no such a thing as if there's nobody else, there's no midis. It's to be kind to someone, to be in strong. It's always connected to someone else. So seichel and midis are really two opposites. The nature is opposites. Abel Maise, in order to develop a midah, not to create it, but to be me'oireh it, I first have to understand it and understand that this is good for me or to understand that it's not good for me. So midahs are misgaleh through the moichin, but it's two different worlds. Because seichel is seichel and midahs. Seichel doesn't tell me if it's good or not for me. Seichel's not even interested to know if it's good for me. I'm trying to understand the seichel for seichel. It's called objective. When I'm trying to understand something, it's not negay of my personal feelings here. I want to understand the idea. Midis, there's no such a thing. If I don't have a feeling, any reaction, then you don't have a midis. I need to have somebody that I'm against or I'm for, but it's a connection to someone else. So he says like this: V'kach b'nefesh ha'adam the nefesh elokis shenachlekes l'shtayim seichel u'midis. So seichel is koilel, it includes in it chachma bina and das, and midis. Him avas Hashem upachtoi v'yirosai ulefarei. That's the third midah teferes. Now the Alter Rebbe goes back. V'chabad, favas heisen zei imois, why are they called the mother? Because they are the mokar l'midis, to the emotion of midis. The creation of midis, Seichel doesn't create a midah. The midis are there. But the midah will not be behispilis unless I first understand it. Ki hamidis him toldis chabad. Now, again, why do we need to learn about this? Because you gotta know what are the tools for me to change my nefesh habaris. How do I do it? Do I do it with my midis? Do I do it with my seichel? And we're going to learn that you need them all. Because without seichel, you're not going to have the midas. And without the midas, you're not going to be able to change your nefesh habaris. So we first got to know what our tools are. So we're learning that the neshama is really higher than the 10 koiches. But it has 10 koiches. Now, the Alter Rebbe is going to, in this perek now, going to explain how it works. What's the need for seichel and midis? To understand. Incidentally, I forgot to mention, that is why, when you talk about how Hashem created the world, He created it with the midis. Why didn't Hashem create it with the seichel? He has seichel. Why dafked his midas? So this is the answer. Mitzad seichel, there is no world. Just like by a person, when I want to understand something, I don't need anybody. And if I have somebody's mevalvel me, I'm alone to myself. If the Eibishter would be, let's say, shine only through his chabad, there'll never be a world. There's no need for a world. Mitzad Chabad binechal el afashich fashteich tachdish kenim. But dafke mitzad midis monzach atzveit. Birenin kihinei, how does it start? Memgeret, we spoke about that every yid has chochme binedas. What is the function of chochme? What's the function of bina? And what's the function of das? So the Alter Rebbe is going to break it down What does that mean? What's Chochmah? What's Bina? What's Das? So let me first say it outside and then inside. Chochmah, the Koyach HaChochmah by the Nefesh Elokis is when a new idea comes into your head, a new Nekudah, or let's say a new Teretz, you're learning Gemara and you have a Stira from one Gemara, and suddenly a new idea comes into your head. That is called Nekudas HaChochmah. A flash comes into your head. You didn't develop it yet. You don't even understand. You don't understand it yet. But you see the, how it's answered. Something is going on. That's the first. That's how Seichel works. It starts with a Borah Kamavrich. It's called like a lightning. Suddenly something came into my head. So he says like this. Haseichel shebenefesh hamaskelus. Which a man a hearing means the nefesh of a kiss, a maskil called over that could have this inion of chachmah. What is it called? This idea of coming up with a new idea, nikra b'shem chachmah, and also we have to know that the word chachmah is a combination of two words, koyach ma. What is ma? So we know, Pashat from the Chumash, Ma means, what am I? Moshe Va'aron said, Va'anachnu Mo. Mo meant, I'm nothing. I'm insignificant. Chochmah is Koyachma. The ability to come to this Madrega of Ma. What does it have to do with Chochmah? So, I don't know if I spoke about this last week or not, but it's very interesting. There's a beautiful mile advantage in Seichel over Midas that when I try to understand something, I could separate myself from what I want to understand, and I could be purely objective. Because seichel means I want to understand the idea. If it's going to be against me, if it's for me, if it's a tzchmeloinen, l'may nafkemin. When I'm trying to understand, so seichel bechlal is more bitul than midis. Because midis, you don't have the ability to love somebody that you hate. It's mamish yom mitzias. So your mitzvah is very close to you. So somebody who really, let's say, you can't love him the same time that you hate him. But seichel is not like that. I could understand al pi seichel why I should love him, although I hate him emotionally. Seichel is you're not stuck with yourself. You could divide. You could lift yourself up above yourself. So Bechlal, Seichel is more bittel than Midas. But in Seichel alone, every person has their way of understanding. So you can't help. You could divorce yourself from your emotions and just want to understand. But the way you understand, every person has Beshama and Basilo according to what their Madreda was. That's how they looked at everything. This one was more Machmir, so they were always Machmir. They came from Gvura, Basil came from Chesed, so they were Mekel. So in Seichel alone, it's not 100% objectivity. At least your Seichel has Netiyas one way or another. So it's more bittel than midis, because you're not going into my midis. But in your seichel, you also have your own way of thinking. But then there is the koyach hachachmah, when a new idea comes into your mind. It's too refined here. That idea is still on such a level that there's no chomeris and kulis yet. You didn't develop it yet to that. And nachazach. while this idea comes into your head, your seichel also doesn't work. You mevatel my. I'm just trying to pick up what I just got. So that means that you mevatel even your seichel. So koyach hachochme that we all have is the most bitteldicke koyach that a yid has. Because he could even divorce himself from his way of understanding. He's not even going into that. He's just a keli to pick up something that just came into his mind. So just like there is by a person that way, the same way lemaila. So Chabad is much higher than Midis, than Morbital to Hashem. But in Chabad alone, Chochmeh, where there is no self even in Seichel, that's the highest bittul. That is why Chassidus always goes, when they talk about Chochmeh, they have a special thing about it. Koyachma. A koyach of bittul. You have the ability to be mevatel even your Seichel. To something that's coming in into your head, and you're not even going into how you understand it. You're not here. You're just a keli to pick it up. So, talking about lamaila, the person is made like it goes on lamaila from all koyches hanefesh, the hechste koyach of. The closer to the Eivishter is the most bittel. The most bittel dicke sphere of all the 10 spheres is sphere Sachach. And we're going to learn, Mitzvah Hashem, that the Alter Rebbe brings in the end of part of Tanya, that he was mekabel from his teacher, the Mizrach Magid, that what shines in sphere Sachach, hu levadai hu v'yein zulasa. Truth, the absolute truth, that the Eibishter is the only existence, that's what shines in Chochmah. That is Chochmah. In other words, the truth is that there's only the Eibishter. But if my Metzius, I feel my Metzius, then I don't feel that. I'm not aware of that. Sviras HaChochmeh, because its whole essence is Bittul, then what shines in Chochmeh? The true idea of the Eibishter, Hu Levadai Hu V'Ein Zulasah. So the Alter Rebbe goes into, let's learn an insight. So HaSeichel Shebenefesh HaMaskel Shu HaMaskel Kol Davar, the idea that could come into his head, the new idea, Nikra b'shem Chochmeh, and it's also called Chochmeh for another reason, because Chochmeh is Koyachma. Now that I got this idea that came into my head, now I have to break it down and understand it. I need to know details, and I need to know the pros and the cons. That's Bina. Ukeshemoitzi Koychayav Chochmeh, Elapoil. What does he do? Shem is born in besichla. He contemplates with a seichel. Lahav and davar laashur, to understand it thoroughly. Uliyomkai, and in a deep way. Metoich ezid vachachma hamuskul besichla. I'm trying to understand that idea that came into me when I was in the level of chachma, and now I'm developing it to understand it. That is called Bina. The Hey name, Chochmeh and Bina, are also called father and mother. Hamoylidais, just like Begashmi's parents give birth, Hamoylidais, once you have Chochmeh, you have Bina, then you could develop Avas Hashem, V'yirasai Upachtoi. Incidentally, I just want to, so in other words, he's saying that the midis come just like by a person. In order to have a midit, first has to come into my chochmah, and then to bina, and then to das, and then I could, the same way lamaila, that the highest sphere is Chochmah, and then comes Bina, and then comes Das, which we didn't learn yet, and then comes the Midas. So I just want to say one thing short, that why does the Alter Rebbe say Yirosai Upachtoi? Is this a double lashon? Isn't that the same thing, Yira and Pachad? The truth is no. Yira could be in my head, my mind, and Pachad is when I feel it already in my heart. That's a next stage. So the order is, first I could understand in my head that I should be a Yira, and then it could come, it's supposed to come down, that I have a Pachad belief. Okay. And now he says how it works when a Yid is using his 10 koiches. What is he supposed to do? Ki ha-seichel shebinefesh ha-maskelis. When my seichel is misboinin, contemplates, u'ma mi'oid, he afatifts very deeply in his thought, and he's thinking b'gdulas Hashem. For sof kol sof, the avoda that we're going to be learning is how to have Ava and Yira to the Eivishter. So first you have to understand the godless of Hashem. And you have to understand it very deeply. And what should you think about? So the Alter Rebbe gives a marshal of how it works. A Yid is mind misboinin very much. So you're talking about a person who learned already Chassidus. He has already the material, but he's missing now to be maimik in it, and to be misboinin. So when a person is misboinin and is maimik me'oid, b'gdulas Hashem, and what is he thinking about, that the Eibishter expresses himself in three different ways. One way is called memala kol almin. Maybe you learned this already, you know, or you know. Shall I talk about it in a minute? Okay. Then there is Soiviv Kol Almin, and then there is Kula Kamei Kol Achashiv. We could talk about this for the next 20 years, but we have to make a kitzah. So the kitzah is like this. Memala Kol Almin is just like you say, he fills up. The Lashon fills up all the worlds. He fills everything up. What we're talking about, Rochni, is in Gatlachkeit. What do we mean? There is one oifen how the Eibishter conducts himself, that he gives highest to every creation according to his capacity. A bird has a goof of a bird, so he gives him a nefesh of a bird. And a behemoth, a cow, has a different kind of a goof. It gives him a different nefesh. The same way there are chalukim, billions and trillions of chalukim adreges, where the Eibishter is megala himself according to the keli. Matter of fact, the Gemara uses that just like a person, ma neshama memalas a goof, kafa kadosh baruch hu memalas oil. That the Eibishter gives to every creation according to his level. That's one way how the Eibishter expresses himself. Then there is another chayis. This is all in the Zohar. The Zohar is the first place to say that the Eibishter conducts himself in these two in yonder. So one is Memalu Kol Almin. He comes to every place according to the Keli. And that's why we say Memalu, like a Keli, can fill in more into a cup than the cup could hold. Then there is another Chayas that is in this world. But this Chayas is a Chayas B'ligvul. No place is a Keli for that. There's no place anywhere that could be a keli for the Soiviv Kol Almin. But Soiviv Kol Almin is such a powerful madrege that it could be everywhere. But wherever it is, I can't grasp him, I can't feel him. But it's there. So what's the Lashon Soiviv? It's getting late. I'll make it three more minutes. Soivev, we call it Soivev. We don't mean begashmis, because we're talking not about gashmis, but just like Soivev means something that surrounds. So it surrounds equally, the circle is equally. No Madrega could comprehend it. So we say it's like a person says in English, this is above my head. You don't mean begashmis, it's above your head. You mean to say I can't grasp it. The same way a Madrega that is bligvu and is doing things and it's all over, but I can't feel it, I have no idea what it is. That's called Sayyid Kalam. So let me just give you a mashal. All the things that happen are piteva. That comes from a malakulam. When something comes, anes, lemayim medechateva, kriyas yansuf, or the ten makis, or whatever, what something that is supernatural that comes into the world, comes from soiviv kulam, from the orb legal. Another big difference. We are living every second from two different hashpahs. One hashpah is we need chayis. We need a neshama. We need the chayis is different. Every creation has a different chayis. But then there is another thing that we have. We need to be created every second from nothingness. Hashem started off the world, there was nothing. And suddenly from nothing, He creates the world. That never stops. Every second, Hashem has to create the world out of nothingness. The world has no reason to be. That could only come from a koyach bli gvul. The Eibishter, who could do the impossible, so he could create something out of nothing. So every second the world needs these two different koyches. I need my chayis, but I also need my body. And where did my body? My body is coming from the Eibishter without any rhyme or reason. How could it be? It's coming from nothing. Every second it's coming from nothing. So where is it coming from? There's a koyach that is called, the Eibishter could do anything. He's a Kol Yochel. So every second he's making a miraculous miracle, making something out of nothing. So we now, as we're sitting here by the table, we all are being, we exist of these two Madregas. There's the Mamala Kalalman and there's the Soviv Kalalman. Or, let me say one more thing, and then we'll have to continue Mitzvah Hashem next week. On one hand, we say the Eibishter is everywhere, right? If anybody asks your child, where's the Eibishter? He's everywhere. And then the same Torah tells us, but the Beis HaMikdash is a holier place. And a Beis HaKnesses is a holier place than your house. And a Sefer is holier than a Lahav de la Book. A telephone book. What's the pshat? There is two things. If you talk about the koyach ha-soviv kalalman, he's everywhere the same. No place could be a fitting place for koyach ha-soviv. If you talk about the Eibishter, he's everywhere the same. But how much could you feel him? How much could I understand him? That's mamala kalam. So the Torah made that system. Ayid believes that the Eibishter is everywhere. But that doesn't mean I could feel him everywhere. That doesn't mean that every place is on the same level. That means the Gabi us. In a holier place, we could tune in more. So this idea of these two ideas, that's very negated. This is not a... Everything works that way. We have to know that it's not a stira to believe that es ha-shamayim, es ha-ogatz, ani male, and at the same time, shamayim is higher than ogatz. Depends what you're talking about. If you're talking about Soviv Kol Alman, there's no place that is closer, no place is further. If you're talking about the Or HaMemal Kol Alman, there's a system. According to Vus Edela, the more refined the place is, the more Shkotsharin Gila Yilakos. Anyways, we have to leave this for next week, but this is now a beginning to understand why we need the 10 Koiches in Avodas Hashem. Because the Eibishter really gave us the Koiches. Why did he give us these Koiches? Because we got to use them. And what do we got to do? We have to learn Chassidus. And later contemplate. And then this will bring us to have a love to Hashem. So he tells us how, why you need those 10 koichas. Exactly why you need them for is, in how do you think you're going to get to be mekayim the mitzvah of loving Hashem?